What up, people? It's your boy, Justin Ramos. Finally back with a brand new episode of Just a Kid from Brooklyn. We are back in Atlanta. Atlanta, GA. This time we're here for the Comics Rock Comedy, the Comics Rock Convention. It's a comedians convention created by Hope Flood. This is the 8th annual CRC. This time I'm still in Atlanta, but I'm in Norcross, which means I'm in the middle of West Bubblefuck, middle of nowhere. Ain't shit around me. There's a bunch of restaurants and that's about it. But we are back in Hotlanta, ATL. Shout it. What it do? You heard me? Oh, wait, that's New Orleans. Shout it. You know, we back down here. It is hot as fuck. Today was day one of the convention. It started at a Negro start time of Next Never. So we was just, you know, we were hanging out, networking, and waiting around. And we finally got, you know, Hope to get on stage and give some announcements. And it was, you know, it was all love. The first panel went on forever, but it was valuable information. It was the Tina Graham panel. And, you know, it's basically just giving us tips on the industry. A lot of things you know already as you go through your comedy journey, but you can never stop learning. And that was cool because her industry panel today, she had special guests where, you know, we met the club owner of the Atlanta Comedy Theater, which I'll be performing live there on September 1st at 8 p.m. One of the many showcases during this 4-day festival. But yeah, the industry panel was dope. We got to, I got to see in person the owner of the legendary Laugh House from Philadelphia. If anyone knows anything about the Laugh House, you know, that's where Kevin Hart got his start. So, you know, it was cool. We got some valuable info, you know, and insight on the industry and, you know, the pros and cons of the internet sensations and becoming one yourself and how to be funny and when to be funny and how to be professional and tips for female comedians on, you know, do's and don'ts in the game. Should you be too raw? Should you be, you know, squeaky clean like that? We got those pointers and pro tips from the best in the business. Tina Graham, you know, of course, Her resume goes on and on from, you know, the late 80s to now. Def Comedy Jam, Uptown Comedy Theater. Uptown Comedy Club in New York. Because Uptown Comedy Theater is different because that's an Atlanta-based comedy club. But the Brown Brothers created the Uptown Comedy Club in Harlem, New York. She was a part of that along with Bob Sumner. Bad Boys of Comedy, Showtime at the Apollo, you know. And the list goes on and on. Comic View and everything else. Your favorite comedians, your favorite African-American comedians, Tina Graham is responsible for. So, you know, this is day one of the festival. And, you know, they had some kinks they had to get out, you know. It's a black production. That's all I'll say. But it's been 8 years. It's been 8 years. but no love lost. You know, it's a pleasure to come down here and link up with some of my friends that I met 2 months ago at the 1865 Comedy Fest. Three of us are down here. So shouts out to Sister Lulu and Malika. Malika lives out here, and my homegirl Lulu is from the Midwest. I'm from Brooklyn, New York, as you know, East New York. So it was cool to reconnect with her, and it was also great to see some of the, you know, my New York family come down here, and we get this experience together. But I'm excited for the festival, you know. I'm excited for the next festival that I'm in, the Memphis Urban Laughs Comedy Festival in Memphis, Tennessee. Shout out to Latoya Tennille, the owner and creator of this festival. And she also owns her own comedy club in Memphis called The Comedy Joint. So shout out to her. That's going to be exciting. That's in October. But we in Atlanta, man. We in Atlanta. And yeah, man, it's 90 degrees. I've had so much sweet tea in the first 2 hours of being here when I arrived yesterday, which was Saturday, and Today is Sunday, and I'm not over the sweet tea yet. I had some sweet peach tea from Shane's Barbecue, which is just up the road from the hotel I'm staying in, and it was excelente. It was so sweet. The barbecue was pretty decent. Their mustard-based barbecue sauce was the best. Their ribs were good. Their pulled pork was pretty good. The mac and cheese was a little mediocre. The greens were good, though. The greens were good. The baked beans were pretty good. But then, I went to Pig and Pearl today in Central Atlanta, in the Atlantic Station, which is like the central part of Atlanta, which is the metro area, like the heart, the middle of Atlanta. And listen, they put Shane's to shame. The brisket was on point. The cornbread was on point. The mac and cheese was slightly better. I haven't had any baked mac and cheese. I keep getting white people type mac and cheese. Nothing wrong with white people mac and cheese, but you know, a little too much flour in there, a little too creamy. They like to make what they call the roux. I don't want no roux in my mac and cheese. I want it baked. I want it stuck together like my grandmother made it and like everyone else in my family makes it to this day. Okay. They had these their greens, though. Their greens stole the show. Because it had a big piece of ham hock in it. I think it was a ham hock. But it was a big, huge piece in there. And it was good. Turkey. It was turkey. Okay, it wasn't ham. I got overzealous. It was turkey. It was a big turkey neck, turkey foot, turkey butt. I don't know what it was. But it was delicious. Their sweet tea was good. It was one of the local brewed brands. I forgot the name of it right now. Yeah, they had these, oyster shooters with wasabi, like this little jelly wasabi beads at the bottom of the shot. And you just take it straight to the head with the raw oyster. That shit was banging. It was good, man. They had some nice, smoked wings. It was like on fucking steroids, but it was delicious. I haven't got any peach cobbler down here since I've been here, but I discovered a new beer called Sweetwater Brewing Co. It's an extra pale ale. I believe it is brewed here. Yep, it's brewed here in Atlanta, Georgia. It's been around since 1997, which is a long time. It's very good. And I'm not much for pale ales. I like certain brands. 6 Point IPA that is big up in New York, and it tastes a lot like 6 Point, the one with the orange label. I don't know if you guys ever had that, but their pale ale is pretty good. Definitely better than Sweetwater, and 6 Point are definitely better than Blue Ribbon. Blue Ribbon is just trailer park garbage. That's what that is. But I'm enjoying my time out here. I got, I'm not staying for all 4 days. I'm staying 3 days of the festival, but I've been out here since Saturday. So I'm getting a good 5 days out here. After the morning debacle, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Hope, I love you. After this morning's CP time panel, it was a long panel. So I was a little tired. So I took a break from the rest of the fest. Convention, but it's basically like a festival too. Seeing as we have showcases every night, so I took a break, went to Atlantic Station, you know, walked around before they closed, because everything out here on a Sunday closes pretty early because it's the South. So if you want to know what's going on in the South, okay. Tell that bitch to keep my name up out your mouth. Everything closes down here. In that part of town, everything closed at about 6. And some of the restaurants too, because it's all in the town, that town center basically. And they start blocking the streets. So that means get the fuck out and go home, go somewhere else. Go to Lenox Mall, which I'm sure closes at 7 p.m. on the weekend, particularly today, Sunday. So, you know, that was my little break. And I'm going back later. They're doing a album recording. They're recording 5-minute comedy albums. It's called Best of the Fest. I did not get the email to be chosen, and that's okay. There must have been a cheat code, a password, something I don't know about. But they are recording 5-minute comedy albums for streaming services. So shout out to all those comics that are on this showcase tonight. Good luck to you all. I'm hating a little bit because I ain't on it, but it's okay because I'm better than y'all anyway. I'm just kidding, or am I? So that's going on tonight. I may do another show while I'm out here, if possible. I may go check out this room that my boy Quick invited me to, Zari Lounge, on Tuesday. And if all goes well tomorrow with the Comedy Awards, the Purple Carpet Comedy Awards, you know, that we're doing tomorrow evening, if that ends early enough, I'll go check out my girl Kelly Kells' room that she does. That's also produced by my man Quick, who's actually from up north where I'm from. He's from the tri-state area. He's down here. He doing his thing. He got rooms basically every night out here. So maybe I'll be able to slide out there tomorrow, if not Tuesday. But the festival's got me so... The comedy convention / festival, whatever you want to call it, the CRC, the Comics Rock Convention, the 8th year, right here in Atlanta. Usually it goes on in California, but, you know, Hope decided to bring it East Coast. She, I believe, is originally from Detroit. I know she's from the Midwest. I think she's from Detroit originally. So I met quite a few folks from the Motor City this morning, and that was cool. I met Pudding, the comedian from Detroit. When I was looked at her, you know, everybody's got their masks on, right, for the most part down here in Atlanta. And when she had a mask off, I looked at her face. It's like, yo, we follow each other on Instagram. So, like, we met in real life, which was cool. And it wasn't weird because we're comedians, so we understand each other. It's not like, yo, you've been stalking me for years. You trying to get some? No, I'm not. I'm not, I promise. So that was cool. You know, I met quite a few new faces. And, you know, we exchanged social media and started talking to people, you know, networking and getting in where I fit in and just creating a new network for myself, a more larger scale, you know, variety of different people from different towns. So that way, when I want to feed myself and vice versa, feed these comedians, we are connected now. And that's how the game works. You know, we're stronger together. And it's, you know, it don't need to be like crabs in a barrel mentality. It does not need to be that way at all, ladies and gentlemen. It is best not to burn bridges. Be nice to everybody. Be nicer than expected. Because, you know, there are people that are hating on you. And they will say all these bad things about you that aren't even true. So when people meet you, you just be extremely nice. Because they be like, oh my God, Justin Ramos is so nice. But on the inside, I'm an asshole. Anyway, sometimes it comes out in true life, but you know, that's such is life. That's how I am. I'm Brooklyn bred. I don't give a fuck. I will fuck you up. I'm just kidding. I'm a lover, not a fighter, but I got these hands. I definitely got these hands. And you know, it's going to be a good time out here. The Kanye West Donda album just dropped, so I'm feeling good. I'm feeling froggy. I'm about to finish up this album. Listening to it, be working on my comedy album real soon. I promise you that. If you don't have your tickets for any other showcases down here, make sure you go to Eventbrite and, you know, check out the Atlanta Comedy Theater's website for the showcases, as well as if you want to come to the Comedy Awards ceremony tomorrow at 6 p.m. on Monday. You know, just check on Eventbrite. Check comicsrockconvention.com. Make sure you grab your tickets for the Brooklyn Coalition, September 18th, hosted by myself. It's going to be headlined by Nikki Sunshine. Tickets are $25. There's a 2-drink minimum. Tickets are only available on Eventbrite.com. So type in the Brooklyn Coalition. The rest of that lineup will be Fifi Gomez, Tish Hines, Avery Mason, my boy Johnny Mack, okay? And, you know, it's going to be a good time on that show I am hosting. All right, I was just checking to see I got everybody on there. So it's myself hosting. This will be at Kitty's Playhouse. The information is on my social media at Justin the Comic. Tickets are on sale now. They're $25. Is a 2-drink minimum. We will have a open bar special as usual. Of course, there'll be free pizza. I'll be selling my t-shirts for $20. I got red and I got black. I have the black shirts, the original colorway, size small to an extra large. My red ones are size small to a double X. They're limited sizing. The show is limited seating. I'm only selling 15 tickets, okay? We're trying to keep that Delta out. So please, if you're vaccinated, show up, but still wear your fucking mask. If you're unvaccinated, wear your fucking mask and come through. We'll have a good time. So again, keep supporting this show. It's your boy, Justin Ramos. This has been another episode of Just a Kid from Brooklyn. And stay tuned because I will be dropping another episode tomorrow before or after day two of the CRC, the Comics Rock Comedy Convention, concludes for the day. Or maybe I'll drop it before. I don't know. But expect more shows this week while I'm out here. I got the time and you got the time. So listen, like, share, subscribe, give it a 5-star rating on Apple, Anchor, holla at your boy Spotify, holla at me, Google Podcasts, Bullhorn, Pocket Cast, and Everycast. Holla at me, it's your boy Justin Ramos, East New York's finest, and I'm out. Yes, sir.